Welcome to the Video Game Podcast from Entertainment Earth for April 2nd, 2010. We don't sell them, I just like to talk about them. This week we have some new downloadable news for you. For starters, on the Wii, WarioWare DIY Showcase and Diner Dash were released. WarioWare DIY Showcase allows you to play the games you made on WarioWare DIY for the Nintendo DS, so many letters, on the big screen, which is kind of cool. On the Virtual Console on Wii, you can download Ogre Battle 64, Person of a Lordly Caliber, which I guess is a good name. On Nintendo DSi, you can download Disney Fireworks, Nintendo DSi Instrument Tuner, Nintendo DSi Metronome, Save the Turtles, and Super Yum Yum Puzzle Adventures, which I couldn't make up if you paid me. Also, Nintendo confirmed if you buy the new Nintendo DSi XL system, you will not be able to transfer your downloadable games from your DSi to your DSi XL. So whatever you buy for your console stays on that console, which is a shame. On the Xbox 360 this week, you can download Mega Man 10. I am in the process of downloading the demo on my slow DSL connection right now because Mega Man games are awesome. Microsoft also confirmed that USB support is coming to the Xbox 360 in April for off-the-shelf storage media, which means you can use a partition on your hard drive or your USB memory sticks for up to 16 gigabytes per device. You can use two devices for a grand total of 32 gigabytes, and you can install games to them, gamer tags, demos, all kinds of crud. So if you don't have a hard drive, it's a cheap alternative. On the PlayStation 3, you can download NBA Unrivaled, which I believe I heard was an NBA Jam-inspired arcade game. And you can also download the PS1 classic TNN Motorsports Hardcore 4x4. On the PSP, you can download that game as well, or Buzz Master Quiz, Dead or Alive Paradise, or the supposedly creepy quasi-girlfriend simulator thing, and Blaze Blue Calamity Trigger. On the iPhone, Freeverse is making Pride and Prejudice and Zombies for the platform, where you play a lady in a dress fighting zombies. You look like you're in a painting. You're welcome. New at Entertainment Earth. It's our anniversary sale. Entertainment Earth turned 14 this week, and you save big. We're offering free shipping and a free shot glass to all orders of in-stock merchandise of $59 or more. We're also offering 14 items at $14 for 14 days. You can get a Twilight doll. You can get Star Wars stuff. You can get bust-ups. You can get Big Lebowski talking Jesus. You can get all kinds of great things, but only for 14 days or until they sell out. So go to entertainmentearth.com today, click on our sale banner, and enjoy the Entertainment Earth 14th anniversary sale. Okay, what else did I want to talk about this week? I would be bad if I did not tell you that DK Publishing has announced a Halo Encyclopedia. It's coming in June 2010, and if you don't know DK Publishing, they make mostly reference books for a younger audience, but being extremely childish, I enjoy them a great deal. They have lots of big pictures, facts, trivia, and great shots of all kinds of stuff. And I bought a lot of their Star Wars books and one of their Transformers books based on the pre-movie era. And some of their Lego books are really killer, too. And the guy who writes them is a nice dude. So if you have the means to check out a Halo Encyclopedia, or you can pre-order it from us, you should, because it's probably going to be great. I haven't seen it yet myself, but I've always been impressed with their work. Also, some guy named Rain Warrior recorded the entire Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon album using only the basic NES sound chip, so it's instrumental and it's video gamey. And it's free! You can download the entire album from rainwarrior.thenews, T-H-E-N-N-O-O-S.com, or you can just go to Google and search for Moon 8, all one word, M-O-O-N, and the numeral 8 all together in a cluster, and you'll find it in like 2 seconds. I listened to it last night, it's pretty good. Other thing, I also downloaded last week Castlevania Rondo of Blood on the Wii. It's the PC Engine CD game that was never released in the United States. It's considered highly collectible, and many consider it to be a lost masterpiece of Castlevania. It was also released on the Dracula X Chronicles, and every time I get a chance to mention it, I usually mention it, oh, it's a pretty good game. And the Wii version is actually pretty solid. They changed it only just barely from the original Japanese release as far as audio goes in the introduction, which you wouldn't even notice because you've never played it. But it's a great game. It's a two-dimensional jump and whip. You can jump on ladders. You can switch between Richter Belmont and Maria Renard, who's a little girl who attacks the undead with a couple of doves. It's spectacularly fun. Not incredibly difficult. There's a couple boss fights that are really a pain in the neck. But other than that, it's a pretty straightforward game, and I think your average Castlevania fan would do pretty well with it. I've beaten the remake, but never the original version yet. They just beat Shaft last night. Not Shaft's ghost, but Shaft. He's the evil priest who resurrects Dracula in this game series. And it's a lot of fun. If you have a Wii and you have $9 worth of Wii points, I would suggest you go get it if you like Castlevania at all. If you've ever played a 2D Castlevania and enjoyed it, you should like this. If you don't, it's your own fault. Anyway, this is me signing off. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth, and I will see you all next time. And don't forget our 14th anniversary sale.